Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, February 16, 2026, in observance of the President's Day holiday. In order to receive prompt service with minimal wait times, please contact us on Thursday or Friday of that same week between the hours of 2 p.m. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264. Or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Whitney. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status of an existing case?
Hi, we're calling to check the status. I'm calling in with Amelia Martinez, the patient. My name is Abigail. I'm calling from Family First Care, the home care agency. She did send in all her financial documents already, I think twice, and we still haven't gotten an approval from the county. I wanted to know if you can see anything on your end, please.
Okay. What was the applicant's first and last name again?
Amelia Martinez. Amelia, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
All right. What's your date of birth?
10/22/89.
What's your address?
2614 East Madison Street, Philadelphia, PA 19134.
Can you state your full name for me?
Amelia Martinez.
Thank you. And then from the person from Family First, what did you say your first and last name was again?
Abigail, and the first initial is N as in Nancy.
All right. And then Amelia, do you give authorization to proceed on the phone call with Abigail listening in?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, and then do note we won't discuss nothing outside of the written or verbal permission then. So I can go ahead, I could check the county system to ensure that they're showing, you know, the information that y'all turned in. I can tell you right off the bat that there's no determination yet, but I can at least check the system, make sure they're showing everything.
Okay.
All right, do you mind if I place you on a brief hold for about 2 minutes? I'll check their system out.
Yeah, sure.
All right, thank you. I'll be right back. Thank you so much for holding. When did you guys send over the information?
The information was sent weeks ago, and then it was the document of their kids' information, and then I sent that over last week again.
They did tell us that, I'm going to look exactly when it was sent in, but they told us they will review it last week, and we still haven't heard anything.
This is for, like, the bank statements and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, the county's not showing nothing. I'm not quite sure. I just checked their system before I got back on the line with you all.
We resent it in on the 27th. We resent it in on the 27th. And so we sent in a hardship letter because the patient is living with minors. And we resent it in on the 27th again. And I got an email just a second, please. I got an email on February 2nd. Application was received, and it should be processed next week, which was last week.
Okay, 1 second here. Bear with me.
Yeah, because all that we were told it was the birth certificate, like the kid's information. And it was sent to the email.
Bear with me here, I'm just checking out another part of their system. Okay, I do see that they did get that information scanned in. They still don't have any type of determination, though, so it is still in the open status. Everything's still pending. I did check their comment section. They did indicate that they recognized that they did receive it, but they're still processing.
Do you know if anything else needed to be sent in, or everything was handed in already? I mean, on our end, we know that we sent everything in, but I just want to be sure that the county agrees with that.
Oh, can we send a message over, like, to get the process going?
You would have to contact the county on that side. We have nothing to do with that. Let me see here. Bear with me. Let me see here. Okay, there's nothing indicating that there's anything else that they are asking for other than the information that you guys turned in, because they have the hardship, they have the birth certificate, the ID card, things like that. Let's see here, bear with me. Now, you guys might want to, like, honestly contact the county.
Yeah, I will try contacting the county. It's extremely hard to get through to them, and I find that I have to wait on the phone for almost an hour each time, and that's really crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm working for a company. I have lots of patients. I can wait on the line, but if I'm not going to get through after waiting long, it just doesn't make sense.
No, I get what you're saying. I'm only saying to call them because of the fact, like, the information y'all turned in, like that birth certificate and stuff like that, that's literally for stuff, for other stuff that she's applying for, to give y'all a heads up. So that information, they asked for that for the cash assistance, for the SNAP that she's applying for regular MA that she's applying for. That was not for home care. Her initial letter for the home care services was for the five-year look back of the bank statements, things like that. So they'll be able to look at the hardship letter, but they weren't asking for that stuff for the home care services that she turned in. That was specifically for cash assistance. So y'all might want to call the county and see what else they still need for the home care side of things.
No, the cash assistance is not, I don't qualify for cash because I have Social Security.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that was what you opened up. So I'm looking at the applications and the letters that they sent out to you. So one was addressed for home care services, which it asked for everything, PA-600L, R-1768. All that good and good old information. Only had our information. Then another letter got sent out that was pertaining to the food stamps that you're applying for, the medical assistance that you're applying for. That's the information that was asking you for the birth certificate and stuff like that. So that was for the other side of things that you're applying for, not the medical assistance waiver. So you definitely need to contact county and clarify because you're applying for a whole bunch of different things.
So it's not for the waiver? I'm confused.
No. So, yeah, so the stuff you turned in was for
the
other
benefits. So when you say waiver, can you elaborate, like, what?
Home care.
Right. The waiver, the home care, because it's in it for the hardship. The hardship, I don't have to put, send the pace. The stubs, only the birth certificate. I'm confused. I don't know what's going on at this
Yeah,
point.
So there's confusion. So I will say this. Okay. Back in 2024, you on your hardship letter, you stated that you stopped working approximately in 2024. Did you have a bank account back then?
No.
How were you getting paid?
No,
was it by checks?
By checks. Yeah.
By checks? Okay.
By
checks. And then you don't have a Cash App, you don't have nothing, Chime, nothing?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I have a check-in now, and that's where the direct deposit for the Social Security, that's about it.
So
I don't have anything.
Okay, so they're going to want your bank statements from the account that you now have open so they can see that. They can see that you have an account in your name. If they can see it, they want it. So they're going to reject your case until they get what they want.
Okay, hi. No, the county doesn't ask for financial documents for a patient that has minors living with them.
According to the letter they sent out, they are asking her for financial documents. So if that's wrong, then contact the county. But they definitely sent her out the letter asking for the five-year look back of the bank statements, any resources she has, all that good stuff. So you might want to contact them.
I don't have a five-year
look back. Yeah. No, I get that. It's just that on the letter, they're asking for it. Automatically, they're asking for it. So if you guys are saying that they're not supposed to because you have minors living with you and things like that, then you're going to have to contact the county and see about that. All I can say is the information she turned into the county is not for the home care side of things. It's for the other benefits she is applying for.
Okay, we'll try contacting the county.
All right, any other questions?
Okay, that's all. Thank you so much. Thank you for all the information.
I thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. Again, my name is Whitney. There is a survey if you wish to participate.
Thank you. That's okay.
Have a great one. Bye-bye now.